तस्मै श्री गुरवै नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल my koti koti dandvat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master nitya leela pravishtam vishnupad srimad bhakti pragyan kesava goswami maharaj and all guru parampara, also to my shiksha guru nitya leela pravishtam vishnupad srimad bhakti vedan swami maharaj. You know that all the living entities in this world, whether male or female, grasses, trees, animals, donkeys, monkeys, they want to be happy. All, top to bottom, we also want to be happy. We are trying to our last level to be happy. Sometimes it becomes and you feel that I am happy. Sometimes you become that I am happy. But after some time, when you become old, beauty gone, power gone, intelligence gone, anything. Even you cannot walk. At that time, what becomes? Your son and your daughters. Your son's wife.
Daughter-in-law.
They will neglect you. Oh, this old person does not die. Why he is alive? He is burden to our family. Then what you will do? And in the end you should know that keeping everything what you collected in this world, you have to give up this body. Where sukh? At the time of death, oh, so pain, like thousands and thousands of serpents are biting, more than. But now you are not realizing in next life. But it becomes. Now when you will die, at that time you will realize and feel that what I have done in my life. Now we have forgotten that who am I? Who am I? You have forgotten totally. You are now thinking that I am this body, my name is this, my father and mother are there, I live in Honolulu. But it is quite wrong. You should know, I am not body. Again your soul and super soul are here. Both are here. but you are not realizing super soul Krishna here, but he is seeing you, he is realizing you. What you are doing top to bottom, he everything knows. And according to your activities, again he will give birth. This human form he has given, oh, very mercifully. He is causeless merciful, he has given. But we don't realize this, that a very high class of jewel we can have, and we will be liberated from this world by this body only, not in a donkey, monkey, hog, pig's life, only in this. But we have all forgotten. You are thinking that, oh, she is my mother, she is my nephew, he is my son, Bhima is my son. Oh, his wife is my
daughter-in-law.
Forget these things. Only Krishna, our father, mother, husband, beloved, friends and anything. This world is illusory. They are dacoits in the form of your relative. They are taking your remembrance all to them, and they want that you should not give attention to Krishna. They want your whole attention, all services that you do to them. So they are, in Shastra it has been told, dacoits. Only relative is Krishna and Guru and Vaishnava, nothing else. And that is why Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nisinghadev, Kalki, Vaman,
Ram,
Sri Ramchandra, they coming to this world, they are manifesting here in this world. Only that you should remember, and remember their pastimes, and be liberated and be happy. The full happiness combined is Krishna. Anandamayam Brahma. Krishna is full happiness. And giving up Krishna, we are searching here, there. How we can have happiness? Never and never. Oh, my mother loves me. Oh, dacoit. Dokar. She wants that you should also love me. But Guru, if he'll go to real Guru, transcendental Guru, oh, he will tell that, oh, give your love and affection to Krishna, remember Krishna, not to me. So that is why Krishna, while not satisfied in that form, Krishna form, he wanted something else to distribute his prem. How, what I have realized, what I have aswadan kareche,
tested
in my life from gopis, from mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, friends. Same thing I want to distribute in this world, that you are not only human body, you are my Shakha,
my
friend. You are eternal servant, you are my Shakha friend, you are my father, mother, you are my most beloved. To remind this, they have come, they usually descend this world. But we, oh, we will not hear you. We will remember only my father, mother, wife, dear children and all. But you know, they will not remember. They will remember their son, their wife, their son. And that is why Krishna sends Acharya, like Narad Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasdev, and others, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all servants like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they only come in this world to
help.
What?
Teach us
that you are servant of Krishna, eternal servant of Jiva Swarupa hai.
Nitya Krishna Das.
So, when we have association of high class Vaishnava, then we are strong. And when they are gone, again we became
weak.
Very weak. So time to time, Krishna sending anyone. Anyhow, they are coming only to inspire you. I have come here. What purpose? What is my purpose to come here? That to collect money? Oh, Kartama.
Kartama.
Give him money. Donation. No, nothing. I have come to denote the jewel of love and affection of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna was not satisfied by his that leela. He was very much tasted all the rasas, but he wanted to distribute in whole world, and that is why Krishna is very high class of rasik. You know rasik perhaps, and very kindness, very merciful. So to distribute nam prem in this world and to
taste
the Radha mood, he came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I think Krishna is merciful. More than Krishna, Radha is merciful. And their combined mercy is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Radha, more than Radha and Krishna, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more superior. So if you know him, you have heard Chaitanya Charitamrit and all the books about Mahaprabhu, then try to chant more. Don't be. You have not come only to marriage and sense gratification. You have come only this form Krishna has mercifully given to realize Sri Krishna. And to do bhakti, chant and all these things. So that very soon in this human body you will be liberated. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this world, he gave instruction to Rupa Goswami. And he inspired and told, for what purpose I have come in this world, you should establish that. To Sanatana Goswami he is told. To Raya Ramananda, there are so many dialects with Raya Ramananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dialogue with Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu. Dialogue with Sanatana Goswami and
Mahaprabhu.
These are jewels. If you read thoroughly by any Vaishnava, Krishna prem automatically is bound to come in our heart. Don't think you are weak. Don't think. Don't come down. Go up. What meaning? If you are a grihastha, what to? Go up. Give up all attachment in this world and have only attachment to Hari Guru Vaishnava. Guru Vaishnava, if you will go to give to Gurudev, oh, then Gurudev will give in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. So don't go down. Very soon you should come out of dark well. What is dark well? He will explain.
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances under the lotus feet of my Paramaradhya Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtodhara Sadasimad Bhakti Vedanta Shilava Mangasai Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad.
Can you tell about the Rupa Shiksha?
Ashtodhara Sadasimad Bhakti Vedanta Shilava Mangasai Maharaj.
By your mercy.
I pay my obeisances under the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire. Nitya Lila Prasthan Vishnu Pad, Srila Bhakti Pradhan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and Nitya Lila Prasthan Vishnu Pad, Srila Bhakti Pradhan Swami Maharaj. In my vision says, all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here, listen Harikatha from Srila Gurudev. Through the word of me, to discuss what is a dark well. Dark means where there is no light. Well means like a big hole inside the earth. So you know about Prahlad Maharaj, just there sang a song, chanting the name of the Lord. In this world, we have heard from Srila Gurudev, we want all of us, not only human beings, all living entities, always want happiness. No one wants to suffer in this world. So Hiranyakashipu, which we have, maybe someone millionaire, multi-millionaire, what more? Billionaire? And Hiranyakashipu, he was the emperor of entire world, not only one continent, and he's all kind of mystic power. And he has benediction from Lord Brahma. He'll not die in day or night, or by any weapon, or by any created by Brahma, either man or beast. All kind of benediction was with him. That he, as like he was immortal. But he has enviousness towards Bhagavan Vishnu. So Bhagavan Vishnu killed his elder brother Hiranyaksha. So he was too much jealous towards Vishnu. And he thought, how I can kill Vishnu? The devotee is doing fire sacrifice and they are offering fruits to Vishnu. So all fruit trees have to knock down from this world. And kill Brahman Vaishnavas and cows, because from cow milk he made, so kill all of them. It mentioned in scripture in Bhagavatam, whoever envy towards bear, go means cow, Brahman and Vaishnava, they will be ruined very soon. So he sent his very small child, about 5 years old, Prahlad, in Gurukul. When Prahlad came after a few months, his mother Payadu Devi gave him bath and dressed very nicely, because he was prince, so dressed nicely and sent to his father. Seeing his son Prahlad after a few months, Hiranyakashipu became overjoyed, kissed him and told, oh my dear son, what you have learned in your school? Then Prahlad Maharaj, very fearless, boldly he told, Tat sadhu manne asura varja deinam sada samudvigna dhiyam asada grahat hittatma patam grihamandha kupam vanam dato ya dharimasraye grihamandha kupam. He is telling, not telling you my respected father, he is telling, oh the best demon, Tat sadhu manne asura varja deinam. Oh the best demon, I think this is the best thing. What? Tat sadhu asura varja deinam sada samudvigna dhiyam. In this world, always we are in anxiety. What shall I do? What shall I not do? How I can get happiness? How I can make peace others? Always anxiety. No peace in our mind. Samudvigna dhiyam asura grahat. Why? Because in this world only Krishna is Sat. Sattvam trisattvam sattasya janini tancha satye sattasya sattatmaka sattvanetvam sattatmakantam saranam prapadye. When Krishna was in Uma Mother Devaki Devi, all demigods, headed by Brahma, they do this prayer. Krishna is Satya for now, for present, past and future. All truth coming from Him, He is the origin of all truth. And what we are doing? Asadagrahat. We are trying to collect which is not true. So we are always anxiety. And this anxiety is a place, the Grihabandha Kupam, the abode of ourselves, this is dark well. Why? Wherever you are not remembering Hari, Guru and Vaishnava, this is called dark well. Maybe you are in household life or any ashram, Brahmacharya, Vyastha, Vanprastha, Sannyas, any ashram you are maybe, but you are not surrendering yourself. Lotus feet of Bonafide Gurudev, not in good association and not doing bhajan of Bhagavan, then wherever you may be in dark well. Hitvatma patam grihamandha kupam. So we have to give up that dark well, have to go to Bon. Bon means forest. What forest? Navadip Bon. Vrindavan. Going there have to do bhajan. Here Navadip, Jagannathpuri and Vrindavan Dham. Going there do bhajan. You can think, oh, Vrindavan Dham is too small, how I can go and fit there? You have not to worry for them, for this thing. Bhagavan give us birth, if you have cherished desire, Bhagavan will arrange everything. So our Purvacharyas, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, Pal Sanatana Goswami Pada and others, Sridhar Swami, they explain what is dark well. Once, a king went for hunting. By chance, he separated from his army and minister, he became alone. All of a sudden, he heard a tiger is roaring. Oh my gosh, what to do? Oh, tiger is very close. That king tried to run. How he can run fast more than tiger? He saw there is an oil. So, better to jump in the oil. So as soon as he come and there is some small trees coming from the bank of that well, so he hangs inside the well. He thought, I'll go down, when tiger will go away, then come out and will search my army. And tiger came and roaring, sitting there. Thought, oh, I'll go down and sit there peacefully. When he go down, he saw there is no water at all. He thought, oh, this is very good. But he saw some snake raising hood. If you go down, he will bite you. Oh my gosh, what shall I do? If I come up, the tiger will devour me. Swallow me immediate. If I go down, snake will bite me. What to do? In the meantime, he noticed two rat come out from the, there is some hole in the well, come out from the well and climb in the branches, the huge branches he was holding. Try to cut both branches, one quite white, another black. He thought, if I not go down, the rats are cutting the branches, I will go bound to down. If I come up, then tiger will finish me. What to do? When he was jumping, upper branch of the tree, there was one beehive. Then it was sick, then honey is dropping down. Drop, drop one, drop two, drop. and he forgets completely that life threatening is up, life threatening is down, and he takes his tongue and catching one after another drop. Oh, so sweet, so sweet. And if there is no red heaven also, how long he can, it will be painful and drop down. He forgot that every heart danger and danger. What is this? Our Guru Bhargavas have given analogy. This tree is our lifespan. The two branches they are holding, and two rats are eating the branches. What are the two rats? One black, one white. Means black means denote night, and white denotes day. So one day, one week, one fortnight, one month, one year. By this way, we are crossing our ages. And oh, how old are you? I am 70 years. That means your 70 years have been passed. Not so much more left over. So what is this tiger? Personification of death. For the snake, so many problems in this world. What to do? And what is this honey? This is the momentary happiness in this world. Oh, when you go for job and came back, there is some difference of opinion with your boss. He chastises you, oh, I'll kick you out, fire out from the service. Your mind is very disturbed. Nowadays, economic crisis, and boss want to fire me out. I have my wife, two children. How I notice them? When you came back, your small boy, Dad, have a candy, please. The broken language told so nice, you forgot that all problem the whole day.
Banana.
This is the drop of honey. So, unless until you will not come out from the dark well or blind well, you will not be happy. Wherever you may be, maybe in Grihastha Ashram or any other ashram, Brahmachari Ashram, Varanaprastha Sannyasi Ashram, you have to surrender yourself the lotus feet of bona fide Gurudev. Like Prahlad Maharaj, being small, he surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Narad Rishi. Who is the line of Narad Rishi? And what is his qualification? How you know he's bona fide guru or not? Bhagavatam and other scripture told us, Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jikkasu sri uttamam sabdei parita nishnatam brahma nuka samasvayam. Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta. We have to go to Gurudev. Tasmad is for this reason. What is the reason? In this world, we slept by threefold miseries. We want or not, we bound to happen. Adhyatmik, Adidaivik and Adibhautik. So, oh, I am so much completely fed up in this world. How I can get happiness? Have to approach to your bona fide Gurudev. How you know his bona fide Gurudev? What is his symptom? There are two symptoms. One is internal symptom, another external symptom. Internal symptom, he must be a realized soul. How you knew he is realized soul or not? Only by good association. Goswami will tell you that understand is realized soul or not. And external symptom are two. What is those two? Sabdei nishnatam. He must be qualified on all scriptures. If any devotee or disciple has doubt, quoted from scripture, he can rule it out and must be detached from this material world. If he is not detached from this material world, what he is hankering for, material thing, if he hankers same thing, he is not a bona fide guru. In this material world, who is doing bhajan and bona fide guru, they are not for them. For general mass, they are hankering for 3W and 3M. You can ask, what is the 3W? 3W means woman, oil, and
wine.
The male, they are hankering for woman, and oil, and wine. And for female, they attach for 3M. Man, marijuana, and money. For this world, attach the 3W and 3M. The guru must not be hankered for this 3W or 3M. If he completely detached from this world, and very qualified in all scriptures, especially realized soul, you will surrender to him. He will give you the process how to come out from this material world, from this blind oil. If you do so, then your life will be successful. You can think, oh, I have my Kulu Guru, or I have another Guru, what shall I do? Bhagavan has given intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam jenamam upajantite. Bhagavan told in Gita, who have surrendered to me, I give him intelligence. Sahib, your guru is not bona fide. Without knowing you did so, like you are going primary school, high school, college, university, PhD, all these things, so you have to go step by step. So if you do so, then you can come out from blind oil or dark oil and your life will be successful. Hare Krishna. Bancha Golgota Rupa Sthiti Vaas Hindu Hare Krishna.
We have come from Vrindavan, thousand and thousand miles far away. We have come to give some nectar, but you don't want. For only 1 hour I wanted to take you, your time. But in the meantime, you are going out, here, there, what doing, I don't know. Then why you came here? So I want your attention for 1 hour. You should hear attentively and take in your pocket and your heart and use it. This is a jewel, valueless jewel. So don't give your attention here and there. Whole day, night, so many years you have given, but only 1 hour I want, nothing else. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he told something to Rupa Goswami, very valuable thing. How we can have real bhakti? And then by bhakti, how can we attain Krishna and His love and affection? So, Varnath Prabhu will explain.
Jnanati mirandasya jananjana salakaya chakshur unmiritam yena tasmai sri gurve namah. Vansha kauta tarupyasya kripa sindhu veva cha patitanam pavanepyo vaishnavepyo namo namaha. Sri Chaitanya mano vishtam stapitam yena bhutale sayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam. So first of all, I offer my humble obeisances. Unlimited times unto the lotus feet of my beloved spiritual master, Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivara Acharya Ashtatatara Sri Srimad Bhakti Vara.
Can you speak about Sanatan Siksha something?
Then I offer my humble obeisances
try
to all the Acharyas in our
don't
guru,
know anything.
Rupanava Guru Varga,
you
especially
know.
Our grandsires, Srila Bhakti.
Jivar Swarup and Nitya Krishna Das, you know.
Keshava Goswami Maharaj. Then I offer my humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, uncles, aunties, especially Tridandi Sannyasis who are present today, to hear Harikatha from the lotus lips of Srila Gurudev. Those of you who came a little later, Gurudev spoke some very wonderful Harikatha. When we started the program, now he has ordered me to speak. I am conditioned soul. I don't know what is Krishna Bhakti, but I have heard something from my Gurudev and senior Vaishnavas. So by their mercy, I want to say something, and I request you, if anything wrong, please forgive me. Anything good, take it with you in your heart, your pocket, and remember that is Gurudev's mercy. At the time of creation, Sri Krishna inspired Lord Brahma to create the universe. He inspired him from within his heart. This process, similarly, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his pastimes in this world, all his associates came with him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Swayam Bhagavan himself, none different from Sri Krishna. Moreover, as we have heard, he is the combined mercy manifestation of Sri Krishna and Srimati Radhika. He is the relisher as well as the donator of the Krishna plane. Rasik Seka Krishna Paramakarun Eduhe Toit Ichra Udan. He has come. For what? Prem Ras Niryas Korite Ashvadan Raga Marga Bhakti Loke Korite Pracharan. To establish the path of Rag Marg, the path of spontaneous attraction to the loving services of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Braj. This is Mahaprabhu's special, most magnificent donation to all the living entities, and especially those in the human form of life. They have the opportunity, by having this vehicle, the human body, to use our ears to realize what is that transcendental world. When we apply this process of hearing, to hear from that person who is liberated from this world, the self-realized Acharya, then only we can become free from this prison-like material creation. Otherwise, our senses cannot accomplish any progress by eyes, by feet, anything, but by the ears we can hear the transcendental message. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he empowered Srila Rupa Goswami. Why? Because Srila Rupa Goswami was extremely near and dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His body was so attractive. His qualities were so outstanding. He was most dear to all the Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his causeless mercy of him upon Srila Rupa Goswami to manifest to the whole world the glories of Braj, the glories of Sri Vrindavan, the glories of the transcendental loving relationships which the eternal associates of Sri Krishna and Srimati Radhika in the transcendental abode of Sri Vrindavan, what they have in their heart. Srila Rupa Goswami manifested this great wealth for us conditioned souls to attract us out of this samsara, to make us eager to hear the rasa katha about the transcendental pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. How he did this? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Sri Rupa Goswami, you describe this process of Raga Marg, the transcendental, spontaneous attraction that the living entities by nature have within their heart for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sarukabhinoi Shravanadi Surachida Koriya Odoi. The love and affection for Sri Krishna is not to be obtained from anything outside. It is within the heart. It is potentially within the heart of all living entities. It is the dormant propensity of all living entities to have spontaneous attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to serve Him with love and affection. How will this manifest? Shravanadi Surisita Koriya Udai. By hearing, we have to water this seed. The seed is undeveloped. It has not manifested. It is completely covered. Always Balajeev, covert living entity, identifying, I am male, I am from America, I am from Trinidad, I am from
Holland.
Guatemala, from Holland, I am from India, from Thailand. We have so many, Spain, so many designations. I'm old, I'm young, I'm beautiful, I'm very smart. I'm not so smart, I always forget everything. But all of us have some identification with this material body. And we identify so much with it, as Srila Gurudev explained. Mother, father, children, uncles, we can go on, friends, we have so many relationships with this body. And what do they do? They suck our energy. They are jackals, dacoits, Gurudev explained. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he has been empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to manifest for all living entities how to engage in that process which will liberate us from all these false identification, which will make our jivatma, our soul, our real identity, ourselves, blossom with eagerness to engage in that process, which will water the seed of bhakti, and which will make that bhakti seed grow, sprout into a beautiful creeper, which will cross all the different layers of existence, the material world, the world beyond the material, the dimension Vaikuntha, and it will grow all the way up to Braja, and then it will manifest that beautiful fruit, Krishna praying. And we, the gardener, always watering that seed of bhakti within the heart, watering that, and it will grow and it will produce the beautiful, most relishable fruit of love of Godhead in the transcendental realm of Goloka Vrindavan. So how to do this? Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has written so many jewels, instructions, nectar of instruction, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sri Upadeshamrita, Sri Ujjval Nilamani, so many granthas, so many wonderful scriptures with the manifestation of the process of bhakti, sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, prema bhakti, all the different stages he has outlined in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In Sri Upadeshamrita, he has given us the instructions how to qualify ourselves for practicing this process of pure devotional service. In Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he has described what is the definition of pure Uttama Bhakti, the best definition ever given by anyone, given by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anabilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishnanu anusiranam bhaktir uttama. In this definition, he has given all the identities of what it is which will be favorable to develop our bhakti and what is not favorable. In Sri Upadesamrita, he has first of all advised us how to behave as a human being, how to control our mind, the urges of the tongue, belly, genitals, our anger, how to avoid those things which are not favorable for pure bhakti, how to engage in those activities which are favorable for pure bhakti. Utsahani sayadaryata tat karma prahatanat sangha. What is favorable, what is not favorable? Atyahara prajajasya prajalpa niyamagraha sangha chaga satavrite. Sadbir bhakti dinashyati. Moreover, he has explained how to engage in activities which are favorable while we are living with devotees. Tadati pratikrinati guyamakyati prichati bhunte bojayate chaiva sadbir bhakti lakshanam. how to engage, how to respect each other, how to know, how to respect different devotees, Krishna iti yasya bhagavatam, Bhagavan.
Krishna iti yasya viritam manasadriye, dikshasti chet bhajantam isham. Dikshasti, pranti jitsu bhajantam isham. Susru saya bhajana bhigamanan namanna nindadi siddham hidamikshita sangalabdha.
So this sloka, Srila Rupa Goswami has explained how to offer proper respect to all living entities. Why? Because in all living entities, jivira surupa hai krishnira nitya das, krishnira tatashta shakti beda beda prakash. All living entities are my eternal servants, Sri Krishna says. We have to respect all living entities. Why? Because Krishna is residing within their heart. They are eternally related with Krishna. They are his sons and daughters. If we do not respect someone's children, how you can expect that you will obtain the favor of the parents? Impossible. Our Srila Prabhupada, our famous, most worshipable acharya who has brought this message of Krishna consciousness to the West, he would always say, if you love me, then you love my dog, right? If you don't love my dog, how can you love me? So we have to respect all living entities. Srila Rupa Goswami Pada is telling here, everyone should be respected. Krishna giving same message in Bhagavad Gita. If we do not respect equally, the sage sees with equal vision, the dog eater, the elephant, the brahmana, he doesn't distinguish how this one is more. All are part and parcel of Sri Krishna. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pada telling, those who have come to practice this process of Krishna consciousness, who are chanting even once the holy names of Sri Krishna, they deserve respect. We should honor them, we should pay our respect, our obeisances, our dandavats from within our heart. We should respect them, and really we should, not just by words, we have to feel that within our heart. Secondly, we should respect by paying dandavats, pranam, offering, bowing down, to those who are actually engaged in the practice of Krishna bhajan. Who are those? Those who have heard from Sri Guru, those who have heard the teachings of what is bhakti, what is sadhana bhakti, what is bhava bhakti, what is prema bhakti, and they are engaged under his guidance in the process of bhajan. Bhajan means that we give up the identity with this material body and we start to worship Sri Krishna with our spiritual body. We don't identify that I am doing everything with this body. I am doing by mood, by internal mood we are starting to worship Sri Krishna. So those who are engaged in bhajan, they should be honored like that. And those who are never ever criticizing others, who are tasmat guru prapacheta yiga susreya uttamam, who are the topmost, unparalleled devotees, the pure devotees of the Lord, who are imbibed with that special potency to liberate the living entities. The pure devotees, we should give our life and soul to them. Offer our everything and serve them with our all energy. And never ever criticize them. Srila Rupa Goswami Pada says, if we gradually water the creeper of bhakti and we enter so many levels, we cross this material world, we enter the spiritual world, by Kuntam we enter Dwarka Mathura and then Braj. We water that creeper in this world, but if we commit offense, Vaishnava Parad, to Krishna's pure devotee, all the leaves, whatever fruits, blossoms are there, it will dry off and our bhakti is finished. So we should be very, very careful not to commit Vaishnava Parad. Always respect Vaishnavas. They are not ordinary persons. They have come, they are Krishna's representative. Without them, this world is worth none, null and void. There is no hope for the living entities who are imprisoned, who cannot escape this prison by talking with each other. Who is in prison? How we can liberate the other person who is in prison? It is not possible.
Swarup Krishna.
Okay. So only when we properly hear from the pure Vaishnava, yeah, who is the representative of Srila Rupa Goswami, how to enter this path of spontaneous, loving devotion, then our life will be successful. That is why Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj came to give this message. He is Rupa Nuga Acharya. He is a follower of Srila Rupa Goswami. Similarly, our Gurudev, follower of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, yeah, coming to give that message, that wealth, which is the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, which are none different from the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which will make our life most munificent and successful.
You heard Rup Shiksha instruction given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. He told, there are, in this world, there are 84 kinds of species of life. 84
million.
Those who are in earth, animals, birds and all others, men, uncivilized persons, dogs, lions and so, and in water so many fishes, whale and other fishes. The jalaja no lakhani. In water
900,000
species of kinds of jal, water. So in this way, only 4 lakhs.
400,000.
In human form.
Human. And in this human life also, those who are in forest, here and there, they are like animal. They don't know about God or anything. Some are like Buddhas. They don't believe in God or anything. They tell that we have come from zero, we are zero and we will be zero. So in so many kinds of, there are very few human, those who believe in God. Very few. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling to Rupa Goswami, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach.
Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Jeev.
Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Jeev.
Guru Krishna
Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. In Brahmanda Bhramite means, from Brahma to up to down, Bhurbhuva Swaha Mahajana Tapa Satyatal Talatal Patal Rasatal. And so many species of life. When you come in human forms, God believing, then Guru, after long time, from creation we had no Guru, nothing. Now, by the mercy of Krishna, we have a realized Guru. You have like Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, your Prabhupada. So, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata. Those who are very, very fortunate, they have done something in their past lives. They have served Vaishnava, or they were in Vrindavan, Mathura, Jagannath Puri, Navadvip, or anyhow they have supplied anything for Vaishnavas. Like our Haldar Prabhu, his wife, always giving me so many things, and we Vaishnav, without any
difficulty,
we are maintaining here. So like this, if anyone will do, then he will be chance to be a God-believed person.
Right.
and then Guru Vaishnava will come and give him the seed of Bhakti Lata. What is that Bhakti Lata seed? Shraddha. Shraddha of two kind. Laukik Shraddha, worldly Shraddha, no use. And one Paramarthik Shraddha. Oh, this has meaning something. Transcendental faith. What? Utaki? Shraddha? Shraddha sabde kahe vishwas. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma. If you will serve Krishna, your life will be successful. Or, useless. Or useless. And this Shraddha is a devotee keeps in their heart. Like a farmer takes any seed and it puts in earth, fertile earth, and gives water, then very soon sprout comes, and after that two leaves comes, and gradually it grows. So when Guru gives this
seed,
he plants in his heart,
devotee's heart,
or her heart. And what is water giving? Sramanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandanam darsyam sakham atmanivedanam. Oh, these are always hearing Hari Katha, then doing kirtan. Kirtan means Sukadev is Guru. Sukadev Goswami is doing kirtan. What? Srimad Bhagavatam. This is real kirtan. If you are doing kirtan, but not any guidance, that kirtan has no value. Be first Vaishnav, or in the guidance you should do kirtan, then kirtan will be done. Otherwise not. A person who is doing only Hare Krishna, and he wants worldly happiness, has he bhakti? No. Kirtan should be only to serve Krishna, Guru, Vaishnava. So then creeper, if you are regularly hearing, chanting this Navdha Bhakti, or five, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura Bhas, Srimurti, Sabdhaya Siman, Sakal Sadhana Shrestha, E Panchanga, Krishna Prem, Janpaya, E Pancharan. Sadhu Sangha, being in Vrindavan, Mathura, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, Ajodhya, like these places, in the guidance of a Vaishnava. Or, ki bolchila?
Sadhu Sangha Naam Kirtan Bhagavat Sravan.
Mathura Bhas, Srimurti Saddhaya Sivan, and Vigraha Seva. These five. Then very soon Krishna Prem will come, it is bound to come. But if you are doing all, you are doing archan, you are hearing Hari Katha, but no attention, then it is not Shuddha Bhakti. It should be pure Bhakti. How? Like Anyabhilashita. No other worldly any desire. Only to serve Krishna. Then Shraddha becomes Nishtha. After Nishtha it becomes Ruchi. And after that becomes Asakti. But you are pouring water in that bhakti lata. Lata is growing on, but some upashakha is there. Upashakha means?
Weeds.
Weeds are there. Then devotees should take out, uproot them. At once, without delay. Otherwise, whole water will
go in weeds.
They will take and main root bhakti will not, and bhakti will be stopped. And I see everywhere this problem. This is the problem. Worldly desires comes, la puja pratishtha comes. So we should be very careful. There are two kinds of webs.
Weeds.
Two kinds. One, nearby grasses. And second, in the root of that very creeper. Like lauki. Lauki, you know?
Squash, gourd.
Squash.
In the root, we should cut it. Otherwise, that shakha will go up and main root will be subsided and no fruit. So, very carefully we should do. One thing more, we should not have any worldly desire other than Krishna prem, only this. And Chindeva upare tar sukhi jaye pata, jadi aparad hati uthe.
Jadi vaishnava aparad uthe hati mara.
But you are doing all things. Sadhu sangha, hari katha sravan, navdha bhakti or six kind of bhakti.
Five kinds of bhakti.
Or you chanting Hare Krishna name, one most important thing. Krishna name is himself Krishna. He has all the power that Krishna. No difference at all. Nam nami abhed. You are doing, but you are criticizing Vaishnava. No? What will be? That aparad is like mad elephant. She will uproot. And very soon it will dry. Sometimes we do, but don't realize. And that is why no bhakti gradation. We are chanting, remembering, doing all things, but also same time criticizing. This is a bad person. He does not do anything. Don't associate. Beat him like this. These are aparad. We should be. Then very soon that bhakti lata goes where?
Vrindavan.
It crosses this Brahmand. And then it goes to Ramchandra, Vaikuntha Lok, Ramchandra Lok, Dwaraka, Mathura, Golok, and
Vrindavan.
Moreover Vrindavan. And there is a very sweet happiness tree, Krishna. And it goes on that, and very sweet
fruits
ripen, very tasteful, very
juicy,
juicy,
full of juice,
and very sugandhit, very fragrant, far away. And from there, fruits are coming down where devotee is serving Hare Krishna, Krishna. And very easily he takes, oh, how tasteful. What is that? Serving of Krishna here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu serving. This is the fruit. These fruits are of five kinds. Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhur. Madhur is really Madhur.
Sweet, most sweet.
And this madhur is only in gopis of Vrindavan. Always 12 to 14 years age, very, very beautiful. All are Lakshmi,
goddess.
Superior to Lakshmi, and they serve Krishna. That very fruit from Golok Vrindavan will come down and we will taste all these things. Gaur Pramanande.
Mahamantra.
Bas.
Saadhe
saad.
Sova saad hai gache.
Hey, hey.
Bach gaya. Mahamantra.
Gauranga bolite hobe.
Jai Sri Krishna.